It's that time of the month where I'm going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, based in Old Town. Rob, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. So there's still the same issues in a way that we've talked about last time we spoke, which is probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago. But I guess first question for you is how is trading for Morris Owen looking?
Yeah, I think we're busy. We always have a busy quarter one because of tax return season and company year ends reporting and that type of stuff. But I think it's also busy with people starting to see the reality coming through of what they were concerned about going to happen last year.
It isn't all doom and gloom, though, is it, from what I'm hearing? Some businesses are doing quite well. We'll talk about some of the issues around at the moment, but there does seem to be a fair bit of positivity I'm feeling, and people are definitely spending money, certainly at the moment. We might have some hits to come, which we'll talk about later. But are you finding that, generally speaking, that we are seemingly recovering a bit?
Yeah, I think we are. I think the balance to that is, if you look historically at the economic cycle, we had a massive blip to our normal economic cycle because of COVID, and things had started to recover out of that. I guess linked to coming out of COVID and what's going on over in Ukraine, etc., we're starting to see the real shock waves coming through. We're starting to see inflation ramp up. And again, what I am hearing and seeing is concerns that the headlines we're getting is perhaps on the conservative side, and true inflation for a lot of people and businesses is actually higher than we're being told or is being reported at the moment. And the fear of inflation, and we're seeing interest rates going up, and we'll continue to see interest rates going up. And if the government doesn't change policy, we're going to see a squeeze on incomes with regards to changes of tax rules coming in from the 5th of April. I think there is a question mark as to how long the good times will continue, if I can put it like that.
Yeah. I mean, you've raised several very interesting points there. Let's go back to COVID first, actually, which is one that, dare I say, has almost been brushed under the carpets. We've got the announcements that, you know, COVID restrictions are over. But of course, there's lots of people still getting COVID. And I know over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've known several people, 3 or 4 businesses that have been affected by people getting COVID. Because, okay, it's good news that we haven't got to isolate anymore, but people are still getting ill, and quite a lot of people are off work with COVID. So it's quite an interesting one. I guess it's maybe that's political. I'll ask your opinion as well. Maybe it's political that, you know, restrictions have come off. I know a GP who has said to me that, you know, it is a flu virus now. It's nowhere near as deadly as it used to be. People will get it, and we will learn to live with it. But I still think, you know, because other factors have now come into play, COVID has been pushed down the bottom of the agenda, but I think it's still an issue that will affect the economy. What's your view, Bob?
Yeah, I guess if I break it down, I think the starting point is businesses at times are struggling through lack of people because they've got to be off at self-isolating. And that may not be the government policy that you formally have to be off at self-isolating, but I think most businesses I'm talking to are effectively still running the old rules from a common sense point of view, that they don't want to lose more staff to it than they need to. So I think you've got that impact, and certainly anecdotally, I'm hearing the same as you. More and more people are getting it, unsurprisingly, if we're not doing the controls that we had before. I think the second thing is most people have welcomed that, again, I've spoken to have welcomed the government's stance on this and put it more into a common sense and businesses using their own common sense to make sure their business continues to work. Two points on that. One is, I think we still got to keep an eye out for a new strain that potentially could push us backwards. Mm-hmm. And you touch wood and hope that actually the normal course of a virus is such that hopefully that won't happen. And I guess the final part is that most people I talk to have a similar type of view, which is we're coming into the spring, we're coming into the summer, happy days. But it will be interesting to see what happens in the autumn and towards the back half of the year as to whether we need to be more concerned about it at that stage or not. So I think there's just that generic planning to make sure that operationally people can continue to work at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the message really to us all is that we should try and keep hold of some of those good practices around not necessarily isolation, but certainly personal sort of hygiene, washing our hands and things like that, because it is still very contagious.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, but certainly since we've done all of those types of things, you know, personally, I've not really had a cold or anything over the last 2 years, apart from a couple of times. And when I did, it hit me a lot harder than it would normally do, because actually I've got used to not catching these types of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Beale, Morrison, thanks very much.
Thank you.